Finally today, I want to play you a piece of music that you may very well recognize. Although you might have heard it in a slightly different form, like in this song. You're the fire starter, twisted fire starter. Or this one. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder. Or hey, how about this one? Step off the train on a lone echo, back into the home where I was. What you just heard are three variations of what's known as the Amen Break. The original drum solo came from a song performed by a band called the Winstons. Amen Brother was recorded in 1969, but since then, that six-second drum solo has been sampled on over 1,500 songs, including the songs we just played, Firestarter by Prodigy, David Bowie's Little Wonder, and Oasis with Do You Know What I Mean? But the Winstons never got a penny from all the artists who sampled their song. So now two British DJs are trying to correct that with a fundraising campaign for one of the surviving Winstons. Steve Theobald is one of the DJs behind this effort. He joins us now from Leicestershire in England. Steve, why do you care about this?
The Amen Break is something I've been involved with indirectly for about the last 20 to 25 years through the hip-hop scene and the UK rave scene that was born from that. The break has just been so influential in creating a genre, creating a unique sound. It's really, really important for the music industry as we know it today.
When you say you've been indirectly involved, does that mean you've actually sampled the Amen Break yourself?
Yes, I have. I'm not going to lie. It just gives that punch and that impact to whatever we're trying to do when you're making underground dance music or drum and bass or whatever you're doing.
You said, I'm not going to lie, as if maybe you felt a little bit guilty that you had used it and they didn't get money. But now you seem to be on the fundraising end of things. How much have you raised so far?
We've raised over £21,000.
It's a real massive achievement. $28,000.
Yeah, that's literally within a month.
Do you know if any of the artists who've sampled the Amen Break have also donated?
You know, we were trying to get Dr. Dre on it, but we've had no response from his people. It's more about the clubbers and the ravers. They've felt the beat. They've been touched by the beat, if you know what I mean. And what happens is when you go out to a club, it's instantly recognisable. It just goes to show the widespread versatility of what Mr. Coleman, who actually drummed the beat, he obviously hasn't realised the impact of what he's actually created here.
So Greg Coleman, the drummer who created this unforgettable riff in the first place, he's no longer with us.
Yes.
But Richard Spencer, also a member of the Winstons and the copyright holder of the song Amen Brother, was asked by the BBC how he felt about your efforts. And he had a great line. He said, 50 years on, some young white boys that I've never met halfway across the world said, we're going to give you a gift. It's probably one of the sweetest things that's happened to me in a long time. So, Steve, you've never met Richard Spencer, I guess.
Well, to be fair, up until about 6 months ago, I didn't even know that the man was alive. I thought the Winstons were all done and dusted, if you know what I mean. But I've been in contact with Richard since, and to hear him say something like that is incredible, really, because we're at the risk of going a bit serious. In a world that's full of, you know, bad news, there's not many people out there that want to do something just because they love something. Yeah, it just seemed the right thing to do.
Well, DJ Steve Theobald, speaking with us from Leicestershire, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
As Steve mentioned, he's reached out to music producer Dr. Dre about using the Amen Break. And that's because one of the most famous songs that sampled it is this one. Whoa, put on the brakes, because that is all we can play on the radio of Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A. Sorry, Dre. That's our show today. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.